getting the tools you'll need. If you're committed to a full implementation of this workflow process, there are some basic supplies and equipment that you'll need to get you started. As you go along, you're likely to dance between using what you're used to and evaluating the possibilities for new and different gear to work with. Note that good tools don't necessarily have to be expensive. Often, on the low-tech side, the more executive something looks, the more dysfunctional it really is. The basic processing tools. Let's assume you're starting from scratch. In addition to a desktop workspace, you'll need paper-holding trays, at least three, a stack of plain letter-sized paper, a pen or pencil, Post-its, 3x3s, paper clips, binder clips, a stapler and staples, scotch tape, rubber bands, an automatic labeler, file folders, a calendar, wastebasket recycling bins. This list can be referred to in the PDF file included with this program. Paper holding trays. These will serve as your in-basket and out-basket, with one or two others for work-in-progress support papers and/or your read-and-review stack. The most functional trays are the side-facing letter or legal stackable kinds, which have no lip on them to keep you from sliding out a single piece of paper. Plain paper. You'll use plain paper for the initial collection process. Believe it or not, putting one thought on one full-size sheet of paper can have enormous value. Although most people will wind up processing their notes into some sort of list organizer, a few will actually stick with a simple piece of paper per thought system. In any case, it's important to have plenty of letter-sized writing paper or tablets around to make capturing ad hoc input easy. Post-its, clips, stapler, etc. Post-its, clips, stapler, tape, and rubber bands will come in handy for routing and storing paper-based materials. We're not finished with paper yet, if you haven't noticed, and the simple tools for managing it are essential. The labeler. The labeler is a surprisingly critical tool in our work. Thousands of executives and professionals and homemakers I've worked with now have their own automatic labelers, and my archives are full of their comments like, "Incredible! I wouldn't have believed what a difference it makes." The labeler will be used to label your file folders, binder spines, and numerous other things. At this writing, I recommend the Brother labeler. It's the most user-friendly. Get the least expensive one that sits on a desk and has an AC adapter so you won't have to worry about batteries. Also, get a large supply of cassettes of label tape. Black letters on white tape instead of clear are much easier to read and allow you to relabel folders you might want to reuse. You can get software and printer sheets to make computer-generated labels, but I prefer the standalone tool. If you have to wait to do your filing or labeling as a batch job, you'll most likely resist making files for single pieces of paper, and it'll add the formality factor, which really puts the brakes on this system.